I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have Joe Vart coming up later on the show, 9:20. He was in Boston for the beatdown yesterday. We'll get his perspective on some of the stuff maybe we couldn't see on television. Joe, very good. Very good at checking into the body language of those players and listening in on those coaches and some of those conversations. So how hopeless does it look? Because it certainly appeared that way yesterday watching that game. Anthony Lima, Matt Derry here. I want to talk baseball here, and at some point we got to get into this 75-year-old wrestler who somebody wanted to kick his ass and take him outside and fight him, which I'm very interested in that story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're going to love this, Matt. But Manzardo, 0-for-7, 5 strikeouts. He put the bat on the ball yesterday, which was
progress.
A win.
Progress.
Which was a win. I know Logan Allen was horrendous yesterday. A quick thought, by the way, before we get to Manzardo. Just the pitching rotation as a whole. When you are in first place, when you have jumped out to this kind of a record, do you think, all depending on Gavin Williams and his health, do you think they're a candidate to try to make a big push for a big-time starter? Who could they get? Do you think they would look to do that? Because the old Guardians I know would not look to do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've got so many middle infielders. They've got so many guys in the minors that they like. There's not space for everybody. I mean, look at, you know, a guy like Juan Brito that they got in the Nolan Jones trade that they feel they really like. Angel Martinez. I mean, they've got, you know, Gabe Arias probably could be playing every day somewhere else. I don't know if he can hit, but he's got a cannon at short. So these are all guys you're probably going to end up packaging. But, I mean, Anthony, if we get around the deadline and this team is where it is but continues to have the struggles from the rotation, yeah, you got to go out and look. The White Sox are going to be selling, and they're going to start over. So is there someone on their staff that you would go get? I mean, I'd love to get Garrett Crochet. I mean, he's real young, but there'll be teams with veteran pitchers that'll be shopping people. It's very early, but think about this, Anthony. I mean, they're 23-13. We're almost at that magical 40-game mark, the old Sparky Anderson, you learn about your team after 40 games mark, and the starting pitching really hasn't been that good, but yet they're 10-over-500. They found ways to win. The bullpen's been pretty good, but yes,
yeah.
I think eventually, yeah, at the deadline, if they're in this thing, they're going to have to add another starting pitcher.
I mean, what, 2016, Andrew Miller? Is that the last time they have made a big swing for an arm?
Gosh, that's a good question.
Like that?
They normally don't trade for veteran pitchers that, unless, and then, you know, they don't normally don't trade for people that are under team control, you know, not under team control. Jay Bruce was kind of a rental, but he wasn't a pitcher, obviously. He was a deadline ad a few years ago, and they were making their run in the playoffs. Trying to think off the top of my head. Normally, they want to produce their own pitchers.
Donaldson, was that a...
Josh Donaldson was another one, yeah.
But, I'm just thinking that it would be a little out of character. At the same time, if they want to be taken seriously in a playoff series, Don't you have to have that ace?
All right, so if the season ended today and there was game one of the playoffs, who would be the game one starting pitcher? You don't know.
No.
McKenzie, based off his last couple. Ben Lively?
No, yeah, no chance.
But he's been the most consistent. Ben Lively has been the most consistent guy.
That is one area I'd be shocked if that continues.
So, I mean.
And he's been a good story. He absolutely has been a great story.
Right.
So
it's
far.
So early.
But that's
on,
what I mean. That's why I say it's uncharacteristic for them to ever even think about that. And I know we're talking about this, second week of May. It's a good problem to have, right? It's the problem you want to have. Like, how can we make this team legitimate in a series? Like, obviously, we've had the ace pitchers. Like, over the last decade, we've had them. This year, we don't have one.
No.
And obviously, we'll see what goes on with Gavin, because that's going to be huge.
Yeah. No, they got to get him back.
Selling a little. Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
But normally they've got a chock full of arms, and now it's the opposite. Cantillo's hurt. Curry's probably the next man up. Gavin Williams when he gets healthy. But like, they've got a bunch of, Jonathan Rodriguez down in the minors. John Kenzie Noel. There's no room for these guys because they've got the number one overall pick coming up this summer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be drafting either Bazana or the kid that keeps hitting home runs, that's a first baseman outfielder. So they're going to be adding another bat, not another arm. So they'll be making a move if they're still in first place.
All right. So, what it is. So the lineup has been coming through. And unfortunately, Kwan is gone. Manzardo is up. What would you do with him today? You were talking earlier in the show about the fact that maybe Vogt doesn't even have him in the lineup. And then you thought, well, maybe not only could he be in the lineup, you could have him in the field.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he played first base mostly at Columbus, but he was splitting first base and DH. And so maybe you're right. To get him not overthinking and 0-for-7 with 5 strikeouts, you play him at first today and Naylor DHs. That might be the move, because they're facing a right-handed pitcher in Olsen. So Naylor's playing. I mean, there's no reason not to play Josh or give him a day off when there's a lefty on the mound. But maybe you put him at first today just to get him off, not sitting there in the dugout the whole game.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't play, and then you hope when you go to Chicago and you're playing that single A White Sox team that he heats up there.
Are you good right now? And we're talking to Matt Derry, and of course has the excellent podcast, which of course we're going to have some news on at some point here. But lead off with the Guardians with Kwan out. Do you think Vogt is doing the right thing right now with Florial?
I'll say this about Florial. He's not been bad. Late at the start of the year, he was brutal. He was swinging through everything. He had the one home run against the Yankees and the big blow against Houston. But other than that, but his at-bats have been better. So, yeah, I think eventually Jimenez could also lead off. But the problem is I don't think people in the organization are sold on Florial's defense. And I think they're worried sometimes when he's out there. But, no, he hasn't been bad. Last night they scored 7 runs. Yeah. You score 7 at home, you should win.
Blown away by the lineup, what they've been able to do. But that's the tough part of losing Kwan, man. That guy was nails. And I know there were some advanced metrics that say he's not really – He's not really doing much in terms of like the what is the metric where, you know, you can look at the type of contact that he's making, and you know, perhaps he's getting a little lucky. I don't care. Guy's getting on base. The guy continues
batting average and balls in play.
Whatever. But he is so. He's reverting back to what he was 2 years ago. Remember last year was like that sophomore slump. Yeah. And 2 years ago, when I saw him and I saw him in the postseason, and I'm like, man, this guy is going to be nails for years to come. Obviously, we were all disappointed with what happened last year. And he was having such a great bounce back season. And so that's why that injury sucks.
He was
heading for an all-star bid.
He was. And I mean, I think you could, you know, make a case for early MVP too. I mean, I know Mookie Betts having a huge year. There's AL, NL, all that. But dude was dominating, man. And, you know, diving catches. To save games.
Making them routine.
Everything.
I still think he made that diving catch look absolutely routine.
Yes, exactly. There was a blooper either last night or the night before where Floreal came in, Freeman went out, or whoever, Arias, whoever was playing short, Rocchio. And it's like, those balls you just expect Kwan to run down.
Yeah.
He's that good out there. So, it does suck. I mean, no Bieber for most of the year, no Kwan now for a month, and yet this team is still finding ways.
They've been a great story.
It has been.
All right.
Hopefully it continues.
When we come back, we have Joe Vardon on at 9:20. Cavaliers, they are licking their wounds from yesterday. What did Donovan Mitchell say about his thoughts? And you're starting to see it. It only took one loss to the Boston Celtics, and the national media are sounding a lot like they did back in 2010. What does that mean? I think you know, but I'll explain when we come back on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.